Greetings and blessings to you, precious one. Indeed, it is a joyous occasion to gather together with you in this way. Thank you. Thank you for your desire to share in the awareness of God, to share in the awareness of truth and love, to merge your conscious awareness with the awareness deep within you that you are whole, that you are loved, and that you are complete in this moment without doing or accomplishing anything in this world, that you are whole and complete in this moment simply by the mere fact of your being. Your being, that you are, in fact, existence, that you exist to experience the joy and the love of your mere existence, is indeed a blessing. It is very difficult to experience that level of joy when you believe the thoughts of the ego, when you believe in your distinct and individualized self, when you believe that you are lacking in money, friendship, love, abundance. And yet if you can take the time, as you are in this moment, to allow your mind to calm, to allow your thoughts to fall away, to allow your focus and your attention to melt into your heart and into your mind, that you can connect with this part of yourself, this awareness within you that is the Holy Spirit, that is the voice of God, the eyes of God, the perception of God, to allow your mind to merge with this awareness within you. When you do, you can fully enjoy and embrace and experience the joy and the gratitude and the sheer happiness of simply being. You are alive in that moment. You are born again in this moment. That is what it means to be born again, to be born into the awareness of Christ, to be born into the awareness of the Holy Spirit within you. And in that moment, you are born, you are alive, you exist eternally, infinitely, for all time. For when you experience this beingness that you are, there are no problems. There is nothing to solve. There is only the knowingness that you are, that you are, and that does not change. That cannot be threatened. That cannot be taken from you and somehow altered or changed. When your mind is joined with your right mind, with God's mind, with the Holy Spirit's mind, you can enjoy that level of simplicity, that level of truth. And in those moments, you are in the kingdom of heaven. You are in the kingdom of heaven. where there is only goodness, only love, only peace. Allow yourself in this moment to join us in this awareness. Allow yourself to breathe in and out, slowly but surely. Allow your mind and your heart and your body to sink deeper and deeper, to relax and surrender, to give up its concerns for just this moment, and to feel the embrace of God's love, God's joy, and God's peace, that you may know this divinity that you are, that you may feel and experience the simplicity of being that you are. And in that moment, everything that you seek, everything that you desire is given you. For it is all here, right now, in this state of being, you are complete. All needs are taken care of. There are no concerns that are not instantly fulfilled. For in truth, you have no concerns. They have all been met. You feel whole, loved, cared for, comforted, connected. You know the truth. You see your innocence, and you know that you cannot be harmed. This is your birthright. This awareness is your birthright, precious one. It is who you are. It is what you came into this world with, and what is always yours for all time. Allow yourself to join us in this moment of divinity, of enlightenment, and of peace on earth. It is here that you are home. It is here that you are provided for in every way. And it is here with us in this moment that you see the world through the eyes of love, through the eyes of truth, and through the eyes of compassion. And it is indeed possible to walk into the world with this awareness in mind, with this truth to share and to give, and with the knowingness in your heart that everyone in the world has this support, this truth, and this love within them, if they but allow themselves to have it. You can shine in this love, you can shine in this truth, and in this simplicity, and allow your certainty of being to gently extend to everyone you encounter, to everything that you look upon. And in that moment, those who look into your heart, look into your mind, will see the vision of truth that you hold. They will see what you see in that moment, and they will join you just as you are joining us. Just as you feel this truth within you, they will feel it in return. There is no difference when you hold this vision of truth as we do. You cannot help but touch the hearts and minds of everyone you encounter. That is the power of God's love. And that is the power of the Holy Spirit's vision. It is that vision that heals, and God's vision alone. Know that there is nothing that you must do to be that catalyst in the world, except to accept and receive that truth for yourself. Allow yourself in this moment to receive this truth and this love and this ongoing state of being. Breathe deeply, for it is yours for all time. And together, we will extend God's vision in the world. Blessings to you, my precious one. Amen.